Blackstone Audio presents Tinsel, A Search for America's Christmas Present by Hank Stuever.
This book is dedicated to Laura McCall Froelich and to my mother Joanne, for Christmas is past, especially 1982, and to Michael Wichita, for Christmas's future. Those about me from childhood on had sought love. I heard and saw them. I saw them rise and fall on that wave. I closely overheard and sharply overlooked their joy and grief. I worked from memory and example. Louise Bogan, Journey Around My Room. A note to the listener. The people and places you'll encounter in this book appear with their real names, except in a few cases. Tammy Parnell and I agreed that I would change or omit the names of her Christmas decorating clients and blur some details about their homes. I also changed the names of Tammy's friends. In Scenes from the Mall, I changed the names of the Israelis working at the snow powder cart because of their iffy visa status. They disappeared before I could learn their full stories. Carol Cavazos' older daughter, Michelle, asked that I leave out her and her husband's surname. Jeff Tchaikovsky asked me to leave out the name of the Chinese factory where his LED lights are made. Best Buy. A Prologue. Before the Black Friday dawn, the sky is still a mix of dark blue and the sick, sodium vapor saffron of the suburban night. I park by the Beijing Chinese Super Buffet and walk across the lot to Best Buy, where hundreds of people, some in their 12th or 13th hour of standing in line, await the day after Thanksgiving doorbuster sale. Best Buy will open at 5 a.m. The shoppers are wrapped in their fleeces, hoodies, and wubbies. They have their grande lattes and their Krispy Kremes. Some pitched tents and now have their butts planted on portable reclining chairs that were purchased for the specific act of waiting around. Waiting all over America. Waiting as they've learned to do when Harry Potter novels are released, or when new generations of video game systems come out, or when reality TV producers hold auditions. The line wraps around the big box. A news helicopter flies overhead to show the world itself at the beginning of another holiday season, and the theme never changes. See what it's come to. Everyone looks up at the sky. Christmas is at our throats again. This is the Center at Preston Ridge, a mammoth retail strip mall, one of several power centers, as the real estate guys call them, in Frisco, Texas, a boom town outside Dallas. I walk past chain restaurants, box stores, and boutiques, including Fetal Photos, a place to get ultrasounds on the go, a baby Jesus moment right there. So smitten were the developers with their site's pioneer lore that they incorporated it into the design. Bronze sculptures of cattle roam the landscaped berms between rows and rows of parking spaces. Three limestone obelisks bear never-read plaques, telling the story of the Shawnee Trail, which ran through here a century and a half ago. It's the mythic saga of the millions of cattle driven through this very land and the difficulties faced by homesteading settlers, as if gently chastising happy consumers.
Just you think about that hard-scrabble life next time you're wandering through Old Navy.
Over another short hill by the Hampton Inn.